It's 4 a.m. and the sun has yet to rise here in the Gulf of Gabes. A line of women stand waiting on the pier. Their silhouettes emerge in front of a pink skyline.
Early in the morning, we get up, we get ready,
says 56-year-old clam collector Sula El Arim.
We arrive to shore, get on the boats, and travel to a spot along the coast. We start harvesting.
Armed with buckets, gloves, and rubber boots, the women wade through the low tide, collecting clams by hand. A generations-old tradition, explains Shiha Khashoum.
I started this work when I was 20, and now I'm 40 years old. My mother harvests clams, my sister and brother harvest clams. We all do this work.
Native to Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, and Morocco, carpet clams, or babouche as the locals call them, are popular for their rich taste. But collecting the clams is hard work. Instead of harvesting them using machines, the women work long hours, hunched over in the water, collecting them by hand.
Our work is demanding. It's especially exhausting to wake up so early in the morning and to work in the cold. Life is not easy for us, leaving home before dawn. Honestly, this is tiring work. By the time you get here and harvest 2 or 3 kilos of clams, you're shivering from the cold. Your body suffers.
At the end of the day, the women return to the beach to weigh their clams.
The more clams you collect, the more you earn.
The Gulf of Gabes is one of Tunisia's key clam harvesting areas. The sector employs more than 4,000 women at 17 production sites, mainly in two major coastal areas, Sfax and Gabes. Demand for the sought-after clams is on the rise, thanks to increased fish consumption and popularity in Mediterranean diets. But that doesn't necessarily translate into extra income for the clam collectors, who earn less than $1 per kilo.
Sometimes even less, much less. Not all days are the same. There is no rate.
That's why in 2017, FAO launched a project in the Gulf of Gabes to achieve fair rates for women in the clam trade. Together with the Tunisian government, clam importers, and the Regional Association for Women Clam Collectors, FAO is working to improve the efficiency of the value chain. Now, the women bring the clams directly to a mobile vehicle where they are weighed on new scales provided by the FAO project. Their earnings have increased to around $12 per kilo.
Our salary has changed. It's better now.
And it's having all kinds of benefits, says Orin Lem, FAO's Deputy Director of Fisheries and Aquaculture.
The prices they now receive are much higher than those they've received in the past, so there's an economic benefit to them. And this also allows them to improve the livelihoods and the well-being of the families, providing better education for their children, but also they've shown to themselves that by acting together, they are able to achieve results that they didn't dream of before.
Since harvesting clams is seasonal and only lasts for 6 months of the year, many of these women are dependent on this work.
Without this job, I would not live.
That's why ensuring the sustainability of the industry is crucial.
Through this project, they've learned how to harvest the higher or the bigger specimens, the more mature ones, and to avoid and to keep the smaller, the younger ones for future collection. So also there is a clear dimension of environmental sustainability.
While it's still early days, it's hoped this pilot project could offer a template for other fishing communities in Tunisia and beyond.
This small project has had very large impacts on the livelihoods of the women, both in the social, in the economic, and in environmental sense. So certainly it's something that we would like not only to reinforce with these women, but also replicate in other contexts elsewhere on the coast.